Donna, it's cutting the pattern that makes me nervous. I'm so afraid of making a mistake.
Oh, I'm glad to do it. It only takes a few minutes.
It would take me hours. If there's such a thing as luck, you certainly have it.
Me lucky? Huh. I've never won a door prize or a raffle in my life.
Oh, I don't mean that kind of luck. I mean, well, you're one of those gifted people whom the gods have smiled upon, who can do everything well. And I don't mind confessing that I envy you.
Ah, flattery will get you nowhere, dear. You're going to finish this dress yourself.
Well, I'm serious, Donna. You have a magic touch. Dressmaking, baking, child raising.
You do pretty well in that department yourself.
Mary's such a lovely young lady. But I've seen quite a lot of Jeff since he and Doug became such good friends, and I think Jeff Stone is the sweetest, quietest, gentlest, best-mannered boy I know.
There must be another Jeff Stone.
If only some of his good manners would rub off on Doug.
Well, are you talking about Jeff, my Jeff?
You're just being modest. Why, I consider Jeff the best brought-up boy I've ever met.
Oh, Fran, that description fits your Doug better than my Jeff.
Jeff's such a perfect gentleman. Well, I guess that does it. Thanks a million, Donna. You've no idea what a wonderful help this is.
Oh, I was glad to do it anytime.
Thanks again. Goodbye.
Bye, Fran.
Quiet, gentle, well-mannered.
You might say hello.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mom, but I couldn't spare the strength until I had some nourishment.
Hey, Pee-wee! Don't forget, bring a ball. I'll see you in 5 minutes.
There must be another Jeff Stone.
Hi, dear. Did you see Jeff on the way home from school?
Mary. No, isn't he home yet?
No, and he left his room in a mess again this morning.
Oh, he's probably out playing with some of the other neighborhood monsters.
Yes, but he usually stops by home first for nourishment. Jeff?
That's Jeff. He's much too quiet.
Hi, dear.
Hi.
And little dear?
Hello, Daddy.
Jeff isn't home from school yet. Please, dear.
Oh, he's probably stopped to play. Any calls?
Fran Shaw called. Her little girl's sick.
Oh, she called me at the hospital. I stopped to see her on the way home. Oh,
bye-bye. I'll see you all later.
Bye, honey.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Hi, Jeff. Well, he isn't dainty. You'll have to admit that.
Rude but direct. Why are you late?
I had to stay after school.
What for?
I had to write, "I must learn to respect science 100 times.
Jeff, I'm surprised at you. I thought you did respect science.
I do.
Well, where did your teacher get the impression that you didn't?
Well, they were showing the science film, and one experiment was with a white mouse.
You don't have to tell me the rest. Apparently nothing has changed since my day. There's always one boy who screams, "Eek!" the first time the mouse appears. Am I right?
Well, now, Jeff, wasn't that pretty silly?
Well, then why, may I ask, if you feel that way about...
Can I be excused, please?
He's already been punished. I have a new dress pattern for him.
All right. Here, you can put the decals on these.
Thanks.
Doug, would you like something to eat?
No, thanks, Mrs. Stone. I'm not hungry.
Why don't you ask me?
Oh, I wouldn't dare.
Stabilizer. Horizontal or vertical?
Vertical.
blast deflector. Pump, right half.
First stage or second?
Second stage. Nose cone.
It's not here.
The nose cone is missing.
Isn't that it, under the table?
That was it. You stepped on it.
It was an accident.
No, we can't finish today.
I said it was an accident.
Can't you write to the company and get a new whatever it is?
Well, I can, but it takes about 10 days, and it's a nose cone.
Hey, I've got the same model at home. You can have my nose cone.
Oh, gee, thanks. But what'll you do about your model?
Oh, well, I haven't even started mine yet. Anyway, I can wait.
Well, you mean it?
Sure, we can get it today and still finish.
Is it okay, Mom?
Okay.
Well, gee, thanks. Come on, Doug. Bye, Mom.
See you, Mrs. Stone.
Yes, Miss Ferguson? Well, I can be there in a few minutes.
Oh, I understand. I appreciate your concern. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Oh, this isn't at all like Jeff.
What's the matter? Trouble at school?
Miss Ferguson wants to see me. She seems quite upset.
When are you going to see her?
Right now. Oh, how's Fran's little girl?
Well, she's coming along, but slowly.
Oh, if you're hungry, dear, there's some fresh coffee cake in the kitchen. Help yourself.
Thank you, darling.
I'm shocked. I know you must hear this from mothers all the time, but I just can't believe that Jeff did this. Are there any other boys in the class with the same initials?
Please don't think I'm angry about this, Mrs. Stone. It's just that I agree with you. That isn't Jeff's brand of mischief. When he behaves, it's simple, normal things.
Yes, of course.
When a boy suddenly starts to misbehave, in an uncharacteristic way, it's usually because something's troubling him. I thought maybe we could talk about it and find out what it is. Something at home, maybe?
Well, there are clashes with his sister, but that's been going on so long, I'd really worry if it stopped.
Perhaps he feels ignored at home.
No, I don't think so. It'd be something like ignoring a tornado.
It often happens in a busy household without your being aware of it. Oh, I know there are many demands on Dr. Stone's time, and yours too. A child as self-assured as Jeff may not seem to need attention, but may resent the lack of it, and his resentment could be expressed in acts of rebellion, like this.
Jeff? Mommy? Mommy, could you wash my hair for me now, please?
Oh, honey, we'll do it some other time. I want to talk to Jeff.
Oh, it'll only take a minute, and it's really gruesome. Please?
Wash your face, too, Mom. It's even more gruesome than her hair.
You try it this time. I'm sure you'll do a fine job. Run along.
Okay.
Jeff, I want to talk to you for a minute.
Right now?
Yeah, right now.
Well, can I finish a chapter first, please?
How many more pages do you have?
One, two, three...
Yeah, you six. Finish it some other time. Come on, right now we talk.
Okay, Mom. Shoot.
Jeff, has anything been bothering you lately?
Well, outside of being interrupted in the best part of my book, I can't think of anything.
I talked to Miss Ferguson today. She thinks you're unhappy at home. Well, are you?
Well, I suppose I could be a lot happier if I had a A motor scooter.
That's not what I mean, dear. Look, honey, in busy households like this, sometimes we forget to say how much we love each other. You understand, don't you, that even though we don't say it very often, we all love you very much.
Well, sure, Mom, you bet.
Your mother is trying to make a point. Maybe we'd better get to it more directly.
Miss Ferguson showed me the ruler. It was very upsetting, Jeff.
We're upset because we don't think a person's handicap is something to joke about.
It wasn't only Miss Ferguson's feelings. It was very inconsiderate of all the children in the class who wear glasses.
You know, a sense of humor is a wonderful thing. But it's not very funny to do something that gives pain to someone.
You understand, don't you, Jeff?
A lot of the kids didn't think it was funny.
Good for them.
What about you, Jeff? Do you think it was funny?
No, I think it was rotten.
Well, I'm glad we agree.
When did it first dawn on you that that kind of joke wasn't very funny?
I never thought it was.
Well, then why did you do it?
Let's ask another question first. Did you do it?
No, I didn't.
Well, who did? Do you know who did it?
Do I have to tell you?
Not if you don't want to.
I'd rather not.
Well, it's about time for you to get ready for bed, isn't it?
Yes. Good night, Mom.
Good night, sweetheart.
Good night, Dad.
Good night, Jeff.
I should have known Jeff would never do a thing like that.
Yeah. But someone did it.
It wasn't an accident.
Obviously, someone in his class took Jeff's ruler with Jeff's initials on it and deliberately tried to get him into trouble. Go on, lift your head up a little, Virginia. That's it. Now, come on, open up. Open wide, yeah. So I can have a look down at your throat. That wasn't so bad at all, was it? Of course not. Looking a little better now, Fran.
But what about her cough? She wants to go out and play.
Oh, she'd better stay inside for a couple more days. I'll look in on her tomorrow.
That could only be Doug. Really, Doug, must you make so much noise? Oh, hello, Jeff. I didn't notice you.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Shaw.
I think you know this gentleman.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Dad.
Hi, Jeff. Doug?
You might have offered Jeff something to eat. What can I get you, dear?
Oh, nothing, thank you, Mrs. Shaw. Please don't bother. I'm not hungry at all.
Douglas Shaw, you've been in this room less than 1 minute, and it looks as though a cyclone struck it. Stand up and face me when I speak to you. Why can't you be like Jeff? He seems to have lots of fun and still manages to be a little gentleman. Oh, how I envy you. And, Donna, you don't know how lucky you are.
Doug, can you show me your XSL01 now?
Sure. Come on up. Well, take your things with you, please. Yes, I certainly will. I just don't understand it, Miss Ferguson. All right. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
That sounded ominous.
Stuffed owl disappeared from the wildlife exhibit, but whoever took it got cold feet and returned it.
Don't tell me Jeff had anything to do with it.
Two feathers were found in his desk.
Well, did Miss Ferguson say anything to Jeff about it?
Yes, but he says he doesn't know anything about it.
Honey, I hate to say this, but do you suppose we're too unwilling to believe that Jeff could really be responsible?
Of course not. Even though I'm his mother, I'm being absolutely objective. Alex, do you really think he did it?
Oh, but the evidence is certainly mounting up.
Oh, Mommy and Daddy, I'm surprised at you.
What are you talking about?
Well, you're both supposed to be intelligent people.
I'd like to take that as a compliment, dear, except I know you don't mean it as one.
Well, really, Mother, how could you doubt your own son? I should think you'd have more confidence in Jeff.
Well, honey, it's not that we're saying that Jeff is guilty. We're just considering the possibility.
We're examining the facts.
Well, that's what I mean. You don't have any faith in Jeff.
I should think you'd be the first to admit that Jeff isn't perfect. You two are scrapping all the time.
Well, of course, Daddy. He's a monster.
Now, wait a minute. You're outraged that we think he might be guilty of some mischief, but then you call him a monster.
Well, that's exactly it, Mother. He is. He always borrows money from me, but he never pays me back. He always forgets to give me the phone messages, and he's an absolute pest when any of my friends come here.
I'm glad to hear you defending him, dear.
But there's one thing Jeff won't do, Daddy. He won't lie.
Mary's right. Jeff never lies.
Now, let me understand this, Mary. Jeff is a monster, a nuisance, and a pest, but an ethical one.
Thank you, dear. I don't think Jeff would approve of the words you used, but he'd be very happy to hear that you defended him.
Oh, Mother, don't you dare tell him I said anything nice about him.
We'll quote you exactly.
Daddy, please don't. He's conceited enough as he is.
Promise, we won't say a word.
Okay.
She's absolutely right. If Jeff told Miss Ferguson he didn't do it, that settles it as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, I'd sure like to know who is responsible.
So would I. Alex?
Yes, sir?
I think I have a suspect.
How could anyone imagine him doing anything stealthily?
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Hi, Joe.
Did you see Doug's new model?
Yes, it's a neat one. I'm going to save up for one just like it. Meanwhile, Doug's letting me help him work on his.
Do you know what seems peculiar to me?
What?
That Doug never admitted he was the one that yelled in the science film.
Yeah, sometimes he does the street. Hey, who told you it was Doug?
Nobody told. Your mother just happens to be a good guesser.
Elementary, my dear doctor.
Well, Doug wouldn't get me into trouble. He's my friend.
Was it Doug who marked your ruler and put it on the teacher's desk?
Yes, but he didn't mean for her to see it. It was an accident. Well, when my nose cone broke, Doug lent me his.
There's the test of a real friend when he gives you his nose cone. Jeff, did Doug take that stuffed owl and put the feathers in your desk?
No. He wouldn't try to get me into trouble.
But he did.
Well, not on purpose, I mean.
Do you know who did it?
Well, no, but I'm sure it wasn't Doug.
Well, Jeff, we admire your loyalty to Doug. Now, why don't you remove this stuff to the privacy of your own room?
Okay, Dad. Here. But I'm sure it wasn't Doug. He's one of my best friends.
I knew it. It was Doug Shaw.
No, but the really guilty one is his mother.
Oh, Alex, be serious.
I'm perfectly serious.
You mean Fran stole the stuffed owl and put the feathers in Jeff's desk?
No, Doug did it, but I think Fran is really responsible. You know, I ran into Jeff at the Shaw's this afternoon.
Oh?
You wouldn't have recognized our son.
You mean he was the sweetest, gentlest, best-mannered boy in the whole world?
Just about. He wasn't even hungry. And Doug was... Well, Doug behaved the way Jeff does here.
You know, when you come to think about it, most boys that age tend to be shy and when they have good behavior at other people's houses. And then make up for it when they get home.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what Fran doesn't seem to realize. She's apparently fooled by this double standard. Well, and that's not the worst of it.
Well, go on. I'm prepared for anything.
Well, I'll get it done.
Thank you, dear.
You see, Fran holds Jeff up to Doug as a model of what a boy should be. Well, with her harping on Jeff's perfection and her son's faults, Doug develops a resentment against Jeff.
And that's why Doug tries to get Jeff into trouble from time to time.
It's a childish but perfectly normal reaction.
Of course. And when Doug's here, he's a perfect angel.
Oh, you should have seen him this afternoon at his own home.
I
wonder if I ought to talk to Fran about this.
Well, darling, it's a pretty delicate subject. You'll have to use a lot of tact.
On second thought, I think I'll let you talk to her about it.
Mom, I'm going over to Pee-wee's. I promised to show him how to button. Can I have a piece of cake?
I thought that sentence would never end.
Oh, can I please?
No, you may not. It's too close to dinner time.
But, Mom, I'm starved. Just one little piece of cake.
It is my considered medical opinion that you'll survive until dinner.
Okay. Back in 10 minutes, please.
Exactly.
Donna, I thought it was wonderful the way it was. I don't know why you want to change it.
Well, I guess I'm just a perfectionist. Anyway, I enjoy it. I'm sorry it's taking so long, but I just can't seem to get it pinned right. Excuse me.
What's the idea of locking me out? I'm starved.
Help yourself to some cookies. Jeff's home.
Hey, where's the cookie jar?
It's on the top shelf. Are you all right, dear?
Hey, somebody left the cookie jar on the edge of the top shelf.
Look, honey, would you go upstairs and get my pinking shears? I think I left them in Mary's dresser.
Okay. Any mail come?
No, dear.
Oh, my nose cone should have come. Hello, Gruesome.
Hello. Hi, Mrs. Shaw.
Hello, Mary.
Hi, Mommy.
Hi, dear.
Did Libby call?
No.
Well, if she does, tell her meet at Sharon's house in half an hour, okay?
All right, I'll try to remember.
Okay.
Okay, how long you been hiding it?
What?
My nose cone.
What are you talking about? Why would I want your silly old nose cone?
The nose cone of a rocket is not silly. It's scientific. Those pictures you keep on your dresser, they're silly.
In the future, please stay out of my room.
I still want to know what my nose cone was doing in the top drawer of your dresser.
And what were you doing in the top drawer of my dresser?
Mother sent me up there to look for pinking shears, and don't change the subject.
I told you I don't know anything about your old nose cone, and I don't want you snooping in my room.
I was not snooping. Anyway, it's a good thing I did. I never would have found my nose cone.
I didn't find your nose cone.
Of course you didn't, dear. I did.
You?
Yes, I'm sorry, Jeff. When you asked me if there was any mail for you, I forgot.
Well, what was it doing in her dresser?
Well, I guess it got mixed up with the laundry, and I just dropped it in Mary's drawer by accident.
I accept your apology.
Where's Doug?
He'll be here in a minute. He stopped by his house first.
All right. Well, let me know when he gets here.
Hmm? Okay.
Let's see now.
You're remarkable, Donna. Why, you look absolutely unperturbed.
Well, should I be perturbed?
Well, when children quarrel, I find it upsetting.
Oh, you call that a quarrel? It's just a normal misunderstanding.
Really?
Hi, Doug. Come on in.
Hi.
I got the nose cone.
Good.
And I just finished the launching pad. Hi, Mom. We're going to work on a model.
Oh, hi, Mom.
Hello, Douglas.
Hi, Mrs. Stone.
Hello, Doug. Would you like something to eat?
No, thanks. I'm not hungry.
Oh, we've got lots of cookies.
No, I'm not hungry at all.
Mom, what did you want? We got things to do.
Oh, well, my goodness, I've forgotten. Isn't that silly?
It sure is. Come on, Doug.
See you, Mrs. Stone. Bye, Mom.
Goodbye, dear. Is it tight? Is it too tight this way?
Too tight?
The dress, is it comfortable?
Oh, yes. Very comfortable. Very.
I was over at the Shaw's yesterday, and Fran did not hold Jeff up as a shining example of American boyhood. Your scheme seems to have cured her.
Elementary, my dear doctor, elementary.
Oh, Doug seems to be a happier boy for it.
Jeff hasn't been in trouble at school for a whole week.
Where is he now, that shining example of American boyhood?
He's 30 minutes late.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Jeff, aren't you a little late?
Why are you half hour late? I was kept after school for putting chewing gum in Susie Harris's hair.
Who really did it?
Me. I kept telling her not to lean her hair back on my desk.
Well,